Love it. I mean, it's a great opportunity, great team, great organization, and, you know, it's an honor to be a part of it.
Did you know anybody here previously? Or?
No. Well, actually, I take that back. Dan Orlovsky, you know, so talking to him was a lot of help, and he had nothing but positive things to say about the coaching staff from the organization all the way down to the players. So it was good to have people like that to kind of bounce questions off of.
You obviously had some other suitors. Why did you choose Tampa over them?
A lot of things. I mean, this is all new to me. I don't know if there's a right way to do it. There's definitely not a guide on how to pick a team.
Sure.
But the best part about it is having options, and it's better than three teams are better than no teams.
Yeah.
As a player. So, but it was just a lot of being patient with it and just kind of asking a lot of questions, and bottom line, just feeling most comfortable, and that's where I felt led is down here, and it just felt really comfortable.
What did Shannon tell you? What was he looking for this year? Starting or any special packages? Or
well, yeah, I mean, that's all to be determined. I mean, I have no idea. It's coming to work and working hard every day, and then letting all that stuff handle itself. So, we'll work on that down the road. But right now, it's learning the offense and trying to figure out where I need to be. And it's coming. So, there's no promises in this league. I'd be hesitant if he promised me anything, and he's the type of man that did it because he knows that time will tell. So, it's learning and seeing where we're at.
Bouncing back from that at this point, where you're at physically?
Injuries are part of the game, and have had a couple down years, if you will. But it is what it is, and I'm it's not slowing me down. I'm not feeling like I'm hampered by anything. So just still feel you can come out and perform every day, and that's what I'm working hard to do.
Does Josh Freeman have anything to do with your decision?
Not really. I mean, like I said before, it wasn't one particular thing. I mean, it was definitely not a negative, that's for sure. I mean, it was nothing like that, but it was not one thing that was just like, all right, this is it. It was a collection of whole bunch of just little detailed things that I just try to look for and things I feel more comfortable with and things that you never realized.
Can you tell us what some of those things are?
No, not really. It's just because I don't want to bore you with it. It's
details make stories.
Well, I know, but I left my notes at home, so I'll have to get those back to you. I'll Xerox for them.
Okay.
So, but yeah, it's just it's a lot of things, and you know, bottom line is Tampa had the most positives, and so the bottom line is I'm happy to be here.
Cliche, but I mean, but do you feel like you have kind of something to prove? There were people writing stories saying you were done and questioning what you had left, and I guess we'll find out. I mean, but from your perspective, I mean, are you motivated by that? Do you want to sort of show that, you know, you can bounce back from a year like you had last year? Any of that matter to you?
Well, going back to, you know, details do matter because when you guys don't have details, you make things up like I'm done playing. No one asked me if I was done playing, and I'm not done playing, and
right.
So that was, I don't know where that came from, okay. But just because I wasn't a part of a team doesn't mean I'm done playing. As for the proving part, you're an NFL football player. Every day, you're proving yourself. The second you stop proving yourself, you're out these doors, so you learn that day one, so you're always proving yourself. That's the beauty of this organization, that's the beauty of this team, and this beauty of this league. You don't have time to, I'll just take this week off. You bring your A game every day, and that's what makes guys special that stay in the league a long time, because to do it day in, day out, years, finding those true pros, it's special. So always trying to work to be one of those.
What did
you
know about
having offenses? Had the horseshoe on your shirt, did it kind of hit home when you finally put that Buccaneer uniform on that the Colts thing is now in the past?
No, it hit home a long time ago when they called and said you're no longer a Colt. That's pretty much when it that's when it hit. Finding a new comfort blanket, a
still thinking in your possibilities, but where do you see yourself in terms of having a successful year?
Just being consistent and just being a player that Josh and the offense can depend on, and that's all I've ever tried to be. I've never, you know, like I said, you're never guaranteed 100 catches, you're never guaranteed 20, so it's you gotta earn every one of them. So it's just going out and earning everything you get.
What did you know about this Buccaneers team before you signed, and what were your thoughts after the deal was done?
In the short time, I mean that's what I was going at with before, just asking a lot of questions, trying to find out as much as possible. And you know, with the new staff, a lot of new players and new systems, it was kind of hard not to, you know, you can't really ask a lot. It's not like, hey, how's it been? It's, you know, it's new for everyone. So, but just the general consensus was very positive, and you know, and a lot of talent on this team, and that's a huge positive. And so that just means that there's a lot of potential and a lot of opportunities. So you know, just being a part of that, it means a lot.
Can you address the difference between the situation you were in? You were with Peyton for a long time, obviously a very experienced quarterback who ran that offense. Now even the situation with a very young quarterback, Josh is, I think, 23 years old, up-and-coming quarterback. How different will that be? Are you intrigued by that at all, just that challenge?
I mean, focus on that, because I'm trying to figure out where I'm supposed to be. So, I mean, that's Josh is doing a great job, but I can tell because I know about five plays right now. So, but he's done a great job. So, I will, in a few months, I'll be happy to answer that question. Yeah. But right now, I'm trying to figure out where I belong. And so, I don't even know if there's anyone else on the team. I'm just focused on looking at the tight end and where he's lined up and what his responsibility is. And other than that, everyone else could be, you know, in different uniform. I couldn't tell. Yeah. So it's just, you know, just trying to hone it in and just trying to be you got a call there. As I can be on the offense.
Last one, guys.
Absolutely, yeah. But it's football. It's you know, it's a constant battle. So it's but no, I feel good.
Thanks, Alex.